Those years, I tried to stay quiet and hide. Through all the babies who came early and the ones who came breech. Through the 13 years and 3 months of straight diaper changing and boys who flung toilet bowl plungers to ceilings that then came down and graced a brother with a black eye. I've been the mama who punished when I needed to pray, who hollered at kids when I needed to help them, who lunged onward when I needed to lean on Jesus. I've lain in bed too scared to get up and ruin another day, ruin my kids. I wish I had reached out and let someone gently mentor me. How did God Almighty parent His children? What would matter most as I mothered? How could I mother with a heart after God's? And on a warm day in early June, after I had been a mother for more than a decade, when some of my babies had grown into teens, I sat in Sarah May's backyard under the shade of some old branches and pulled her little boy, Cade, up on my lap. He turned the pages of a picture book, and I made the sounds of the jungle animals, and he covered his mouth when he giggled. Caroline and Ella ran in and out of a playhouse. And Sarah May and I sat together, as two mothers with two daughters, longing to leave a legacy for our daughters to be mothers after our father's heart. We sat and talked about how Sally Clarkson had amazingly, gently mentored us both, how, because of God's grace and Sally's wisdom, we both were growing into mothers who didn't reflect our path but reflected our purpose. How I was coming to realize, my kids don't need to see a super mama. They need to see a mama who needs a super God. That maybe being the mama I wanted to be wasn't so much about being more, but believing more. Believing and trusting more in the God of Hagar and Ruth and Hannah, the God who sees me, who nourishes me, who hears me and answers. That godly parenting isn't ultimately a function of rules, but having a relationship with an ultimate God. That godly parenting is fueled by God's grace, not my efforts. That maybe it all comes down to this. If I make God first, and am most satisfied in His love, I'm released to love my children fully and most satisfactorily. Sarah May met my own mama that day, and we all hugged and laughed and thanked the Lord for how He is writing our stories, raising hope from ashes for us and our children. And now, sitting here in the ER with my mama, working at every breath, my mama reaching over and lovingly patting my shoulder, I hold these pages, words of Sarah May's and Sally's, that are a gift to every mother, that welcome mothers everywhere out of hiding and loneliness and into a fellowship of sisters and mentors, that will make you feel not alone, that will make you feel there is real, God-given hope, that will make you feel there is space to breathe in your own longing, to beautifully answer this vocation of motherhood. Biblical scholars note that the name of God, the letters YHWH, sounds like the sound of our breathing, aspirated consonants. God Himself names Himself, and He names Himself that which is the sound of our own breathing. And this book is exactly what you need if you just need to breathe, is exactly what you need if you just need to keep saying His name. Anne Voskamp, Mama to Six, author of the New York Times bestseller 1,000 Gifts, A Dare to Live Fully Right Where You Are, ER Waiting Room, October 2012.
Introduction. I can't be a mother today. Anxiety struck me immediately. It was too early to be up. But too early didn't matter to my sweet little boy, who was ready for the day the minute the sun shone through his bedroom window. My daughter Caroline needed milk and a new diaper, and all three of my little ones were, of course, hungry. After forcing myself to sit up, I stared at the wall, then fell back down into my bed. I pulled my knees to my chest and the blanket over my head as tears came down and these words tumbled out to my God. I can't be a mother today, Lord. I'm just too tired. Getting awakened multiple times a night, every night, is enough to make anyone crash. But add the weight of having to function throughout the day in order to take care of a 1, 2, and 4-year-old, and this mama was spent before the day began. Just knowing the strength and energy that would be required to make it through the day was enough to sway me to stay balled up